Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said to myself, "Come now, I will test you with pleasure, enjoy yourself." But this also was futile. I said of laughter, "It is madness," and of pleasure, "What does it accomplish?" I searched in my heart, attempting to cheer myself with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom, and grasping folly, so I might discover what was good for people to do under heaven during the few days of their life. I attempted great projects. I built palaces and planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself, and I planted trees of all kinds of fruit on them. I built pools of water for myself to irrigate groves of flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had slaves born in my house. I also had great possessions of herds and flocks, beyond all who were before me in Jerusalem. I accumulated silver and gold and the treasure of kings and of the provinces. I acquired male and female singers for myself, a harem full of concubines, every sensual delight a man could want. So I was great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Yet my wisdom stayed with me. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not deny them. I did not restrain my heart from any pleasure. So my heart rejoiced because of all my pursuits. This was my reward for my labor. Then I considered everything my hands had accomplished, and on the labor that I had expended to achieve it. And yet all this futility and a mere chasing after the wind. There was nothing gained under the sun. So I turned myself to consider wisdom, madness, and folly. For what more can the one who succeeds the king do? It has already been done. Then I realized, wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I perceived that a similar fate happens to them all. Then I said to myself, the same fate that happens to a fool will also happen to me. So what was the benefit for me being wise? Then I said to myself, this too is futile. For the wise, just like the fool, will not be remembered for long, seeing that in the days to come everything will be forgotten. Tragically, the wise man dies just like the fool. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. Everything is futile, a chasing after wind. I hated all my labor, wherein I toiled under the sun, seeing I must leave it to the one who succeeds me. Who knows whether he will be wise or foolish, yet he will control everything I have labored so hard for, using my wisdom under the sun. This also is futile. So I turned and resigned my heart to despair concerning all the toil that I had labored under the sun. For some people labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and yet they must leave it to someone who has not worked for it. This also is a frustrating futility and a great tragedy. For what does a person get for all his labor and anxious struggle of his heart, with which he toils under the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his toil full of grief. Even in the night his heart cannot rest. This also is futile. There is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his labor. I realize this too comes from the hand of God. For who can eat and find enjoyment without him? For to the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and accumulating wealth only so that he may hand it over to the one who pleases God. This too is futile, a mere chasing after wind.